Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Wake up, y'all. We got Sixers basketball today. Good morning on this day, Wednesday, November 6th. This is your Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update, giving you all the information you need to know about your Philadelphia 76ers, as well as what to keep your eye on. It's game day today, so you know I'm super hyped and super excited. Thank you for starting your day with me, with some Sixers news, some Sixers breakdown, and everything that has to do with this beloved basketball team in our city of brotherly love. It's your man, James Jackson. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at JimmyJ23. Make sure you're following the podcast on Twitter as well at Clap Your Hands Pod on Twitter, because you know, we're just coming with, you know, all the greatest and latest Sixers stuff between me, Elliot, and Jack, pre, during, and post game, all of our analysis, all of our breakdown, and much more. So, like I said, it's a game day. You know how we do with the agenda on these daily pods, the schedule. We're going to scores around the league, injury news, regular news, and then on the other side of the break, I get into my analysis. Three things to watch for as it is a game day. Game day against the Clippers. That's the schedule tonight at 10 p.m. in the Intuit Dome. I'm interested to see how the Sixers match up with the Clippers for the first time this season. I'm even more interested to see just that Intuit Dome for the Clippers, the wall and all the kind of amenities and things that go with that brand new stadium that the Clippers built, finally got out of the shadow of the Lakers playing in the same building and now get their own building and their own stadium. So good for them. You heard me talk about yesterday how players have already, you know, kind of talked about how cool the Intuit Dome is, about how effective it is against opposing teams. So we'll see how effective it is against the Sixers. So that is the schedule for tonight. The Sixers have two other games this week, Friday and Sunday. We'll preview those as they come. As for scores around the league, it actually was an off night for the association. So no NBA games last night. So all beat writers got to chill out. All NBA fans got to either watch some, you know, college basketball, college football, or something else. You got to take a night from the NBA, unless you were a Sixers fan. Because if you were a Sixers fan, our world did not stop it. If anything, our world actually started spinning a little bit faster. I'm going to loop in injuries and regular news all in one today, because they all kind of have to do with each other. All are kind of blended in into one. So Joel Embiid, I'll go good news and then not so good news first. Good news is Joel Embiid and the Sixers announced that he will make his season debut against the New York Knicks on November 12th. That's going to be their NBA Cup tournament opener that day at home at the Wells Fargo Center against Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks, the team that the Sixers lost to in the first round of the playoffs in six games last season. The Knicks come in, and that is going to be, you know, Joel Embiid's return to action, his first game of the season. This announcement comes on the heels of the NBA actually announcing that they are suspending Joel Embiid 3 games without pay for his incident in the locker room following the Grizzlies game. So it was announced first that he was suspended for 3 games, and then a couple of hours later, Embiid and the team announced that he's going to make his season debut against the New York Knicks. So the league did release a statement. This was the most important part of it for me. Quote, mutual respect is paramount to the relationship between players and media in the NBA. While we understand Joel was offended by the personal nature of the original version of the reporter's column, interactions must remain professional on both sides and can never turn physical, unquote. You can read the full NBA statement they released, their PR statement, you look it up, or, you know, I posted it on my Twitter as well. Feel free to go and look and read, you know, the full statement of what the NBA put. You know, I'll leave it to the NBA's words and their decision. But, you know, I do want to, you know, kind of, you know, point out the fact that they say, you know, mutual respect and on both sides. And I'm not sure if this is the final verdict of, you know, the NBA's investigation and what they came out of. But I do hope that there's consideration for, like they say, mutual respect and both sides of this story. And that's all that I'll say for it. But for those asking how he can return if he's suspended, his suspension starts for the games that he's available in but doesn't play, which is interesting because I actually think that means that he was going to return and be ready to play any game now if the Sixers and the league are deeming him ready to play and suspending him for these next 3 games. So the next 3 games, tonight against the Clippers, Friday against the Lakers, Sunday against the Hornets when they come home. If he's suspended for those games, then they're saying that he was ready and available for those games, which means we could have seen Embiid make his return as soon as tonight if he wasn't suspended. But we don't think about what ifs and hypotheticals. We live in the real. The real is that he makes his debut next Tuesday against the New York Knicks and Jalen Brunson. But so that's the decision the league made. So they're essentially, to me, it looks like they're punishing Joel, but at the same time, making sure they get their big time matchup game back from him and the Sixers, as he missed opening night against the Milwaukee Bucks, kind of unbeknownst to a lot of people, hence why the NBA was, you know, down in Philly for opening night, and it seems to be a little bit upset that Embiid and Paul George didn't play, Embiid in particular. So with this being an NBA Cup game, the very first one, two big time, two big market teams, most likely we see this game on TNT. It's a Tuesday. We'll see this, you know, hopefully, or presumably see this on a nationally televised game. Embiid in his career has averaged 25.5 points, 10.7 rebounds, 1.7 blocks per game against the Knicks in his career. So this is a big-time matchup for him to return against. No Mitchell Robinson, no Isaiah Hartenstein, but a Karl Anthony Towns, who Embiid has tremendous success against in his career. So, like I said, Embiid is suspended without pay for these next 3 games, but he returns on the 12th against the New York Knicks. I will be down there at the Wells Fargo Center, and we look forward to the matchup. Okay, I'm taking a break. On the other side of the break, it's time for my analysis. 3 things to watch for as the Sixers go to take on the Clippers, who are actually going for 2 straight after an impressive win against the Spurs. So, you know, we'll see how the Sixers fare. Stay tuned.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, y'all. On this game day, Wednesday, November 6th, we take on the Clippers tonight at 10 p.m. in the Intuit Dome. Thank you for, again, starting your day with me, your man, James Jackson. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at JimmyJ23. Make sure you're following the podcast on Twitter at ClapYourHandsPod on Twitter as well. We look to go and get a win, our first win of this West Coast road trip. Dropped one, a tough one to the Suns and Kevin Durant. On Monday, now we go against the Clippers. It's time for my three things to watch for as the Sixers go into the Intuit Dome to take on those Los Angeles Clippers and go and get a win. Facing familiar faces again, James Harden and Nico Batum. We'll see, how that dynamic is. If there's still any kind of hard feelings or any feelings either way, I don't think there is at this point. Both sides have kind of moved on to different narratives at this point, especially when it comes to James Harden. So I don't think there's going to be kind of anything there. If anything, I think James Harden, still has some friends and, Tyrese Maxey and maybe other people who he's played with that were on the Sixers. But the Sixers are a 1.5 favorite on the road tonight for my betting friends out there. Interesting line. Did not know that, but they are a 1.5 favorite on the road. First thing I'm watching for is the Paul George bounce back. I think that's something until we see him play well, that's going to be something I'm watching for every game moving forward now, is Paul George getting into, kind of his midseason form, into his rhythm. This is going to be game two for him, as this is game 7-8 for a lot of other people. So it's going to, take him a little bit of time, to get into, get his legs about him, to get in the same rhythm and same form that everybody else is in the regular season. So like I said, game two, I don't expect to see a perfect game, but I do expect to see some cobwebs shake it off, right? I do expect to see him a little bit better than he's been. And I know PG was able to get himself going in that second quarter against the Suns after, a struggling start to the first. But I think that slow start plagued him a little bit, right? And it's not like he blew the lid off in that second quarter. He still only ended with 4 field goals made from the floor. So I think, if he can kind of turn that switch sooner, if he can get started a little bit sooner, I think that would help him for the rest of the game. And I think he's going to need to. And in fact, the Sixers as a whole might need to start a little bit quicker against the Clippers. The Clippers have actually been a very kind of solid, defensively efficient team this season. And there have been a couple of questions about, losing Paul George and not having Kawhi for, who knows how long. How were the Clippers going to be? A lot of people are going to have to step up, similarly to where the Sixers are. And a lot of people are going to have to step up, and you lose, two very good defensive players, a very, very good defensive player in Kawhi Leonard, and still a good defender in his own right in Paul George. So what was this team going to do? And it hasn't hurt them overall, in the defensive sense. There's some small categories that's not the best in, but overall, they're 9th in the NBA in team defensive efficiency, especially in the first quarter, where they're only allowing teams to score 26 points per game in the first quarter. So they're not allowing teams to get going early. It's hard for teams to get out and get a rhythm against the Clippers. So we'll see if the Sixers can be one of those teams. Now, I do say this, and you go and look in their last game, and they allowed the Spurs and Wemby to score 40 points against them in the opening frame in their last game. I do think, one, that was a product of seeing Wemby for the very first time this season and still kind of being in awe of what Wemby can do and how he changes the game, right? Like, sometimes – teams just get you like that. The Spurs did it, and let's see if the Sixers can do it. And from that standpoint, if the Sixers hang 40 on the Clippers in the first quarter, I don't think the Clippers come back and beat them like they came back and beat the Spurs. Hopefully they don't. So let's see if they do. I mean, if the Sixers hang 40, if it was 40-16 or something like that, if the Sixers do that in the first quarter and the Clippers come back and beat them, then we have much bigger problems on our hands. So I don't even want to think about that. But Paul George bouncing back, and more importantly, getting going a lot sooner. Second thing I'm watching for as the Sixers go and take on the Los Angeles Clippers in the Intuit Dome is the three-point shooting. Okay, last game we saw some resemblance of a team who could shoot the three ball a little bit. Last game, right? The Sixers shot nearly 40% from the three as a team. They went 20 of 51 from the three-point range, but that's 39.2% from the field. So that's good for a team to shoot nearly 40% from three. It's a dramatic difference from what we've seen them display in the first five games before that. Granted, 11 of them came from Maxey and Yabusele, made threes by themselves. Maxey had six, Yabusele had five. But it was still great to see from the Sixers. And we saw, you know, a variety of people make threes. Kyle Lowry was getting into the action early. We saw Kelly Oubre make a couple of threes. So that was good to see from the Sixers. We've highlighted a lot of kind of weaknesses and shortcomings on the Sixers on the offensive end. And three-point shooting was one of them, right? The Sixers still shooting abysmal just on the season from three-point range. But that could be a nice little turn-the-corner moment. Right, that could be a sign, hopefully, of things to come as, you know, you start getting into more of a rhythm shooting from three. But 40% on over 50 attempts, like, that's good. And I will take that. And I mentioned about how the Clippers are good and are a defensively efficient team. But of the good defenses the Clippers are playing, this is actually one of the weaknesses is on this side of the ball that they do have. Right, they currently rank 27th in opponent three-point percentage now, allowing teams to shoot 39.2% from three this season. So I see a correlation, right? The Clippers are allowing 39% from three this season. The Sixers just shot 40% from three, or maybe even shot exactly 39% against the Phoenix Suns. So like, if that's what the Clippers are allowing and that's what the Sixers, you know, can hopefully start to get towards on a game-by-game basis, let's see if we can stack two 40-point, you know, percent from three games together. Like, let's see if we can put those back-to-back, because I think if we do, the Clippers present us a much better or an easier path to victory than the Suns did. They showed it, right? This is kind of their mantra all season. So let's not change too much of what we did against the Suns. Attack it the same way, and, you know, if the three ball gets going, we'll set ourselves up for success. So the Sixers might be heading in a three-point direction, you know, moving forward. All right, third and final thing that I'm looking for as the Sixers take on the Clippers tonight at 10 p.m. is the turnover battle. I'm going to admit, I'm finding a lot of exceptions to the rule today. Like how I just mentioned that the Clippers are an efficient team defensively, but they do give up a high percentage of three-pointers to their opponents. This is kind of like that. Right. So although the Sixers defense has been Swiss cheese at times, right, has been porous at times this season, they're actually pretty good, you know, when it comes to causing turnovers for the other team. They rank second in the NBA in turnovers caused per game. And on the flip side, the Clippers are fourth in the NBA in turnovers themselves per game at 16 and a half. So you know how you can beat a team that's really solid defensively in the half court? You turn them over, you get yourself some easy buckets in transition, and you see the ball go through the hoop then. You get them out of their rhythm defensively. A lot of people talk about how teams get into a rhythm offensively. Teams can also get into a rhythm defensively too. The Sixers have a good rhythm defensively. You know, they're one of the top in the leagues in causing steals and causing turnovers in general. And if the Clippers are running in transition, that's out of their defensive rhythm. They're a good half-court defensive team. Let's see if the Sixers can get out in front of them, cause some turnovers, get some extra possessions, and really beat them on the Sixers offensive way, on the Clippers defensive way, in that way. If the Sixers can get this tempo established early, I also think that helps to take care a lot of these other things, especially those two things that I mentioned earlier as I'm watching for the three-point shooting and Paul George getting going, right? Turnovers create opportunities. Opportunities create scoring. That's scoring from the three-point. That's scoring from Paul George. That's scoring from Maxey. That's scoring from whoever, right? The Sixers can win that turnover battle against the Clippers, which the Clippers are going to hopefully present them opportunities to do so. They put themselves on the right side of winning this game. They snap a three-game skid. And we start to turn the page and we look better as we prepare to come home and prepare for Joel Embiid to make his return with the Sixers next Tuesday. Those are the three things that I'm watching for tonight as the Sixers take on the Clippers. A Paul George bounce back, especially early. That three-point shooting continuing to look good as it did against the Suns, and the turnover battle. Let's be on the right side of the turnover battle tonight. That's all the time I have for today. Thanks for starting your day with me. Let's hopefully go and get it done tonight. But until tomorrow, I will talk to you guys in 24 hours.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.